Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest here, Tommy Bo.
I'm so special. Hey.
So special.
Every guest we have here is so special.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly Tommy.
Mostly it's Tommy.
Thanks.
And it's almost Valentine's Day.
It is.
So
isn't
we wanted
cute?
Yeah, it's really cute. So we wanted to do a little love line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We reached out to all of you listeners a while ago asking for any dating advice that you'd want to ask us. And I think we got a lot of questions from our subreddit, probably from other places, but got them all here. We picked a good amount of them. We're going to answer them in a little bit. But first off, Tommy.
Hey.
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 Tommy, do you like Valentine's Day?
No. Not okay. All right, I'll reel it back in. I don't dislike it. It always, like, when you're in a relationship, there's like this, every time I've been in a relationship, there's been like a pressure, even though in person it's like, oh, Valentine's Day, you know, that's like a bit, who cares? But it's always like, but do they know I love them? I will prove it. And I also, like, for Christmas, like, my family this year decided not to do gifts. And I was like, yes!
Whoa!
Because I mean, my parents and I, but, like, extended family. Because it's, the pressure of, like, getting the right gift, all that. That same pressure, I feel like, applies. And I don't like that pressure.
I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I think of Valentine's Day too much. It just feels kind of like one of those, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's other things, like, in a relationship that I would put above it, like anniversary or just, I don't know. Valentine's Day just feels a little cheesy to me.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is my birthday. It was the day
Sounds like a bad day.
Day of my birth.
So do you celebrate, like, do you care about Valentine's Day because your birthday is on that day?
Well, my older sister is born on Valentine's Day as well.
Oh, right.
Oh.
So both me and my sister were born on Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day has always been a very special day, but the thing is, we never go out to restaurants. Like, my grandmother would always cook us, like, heart cakes, like a cake shaped as a heart.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. So I always loved Valentine's Day because it, no matter if I was single or not, I celebrated it with my older sister.
Oh,
so I always
cute.
Had her.
But you're celebrating your birthday.
We're celebrating my birthday and
not
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So you just kind of, your birthday has like a built-in theme is more the vibe.
Exactly.
And you're still cool with a Valentine's Day theme to your birthday?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay.
Because, you know, my name means love. Amanda means love.
Really?
I am love. I am I'm pink at heart.
I didn't
and
know.
And in person.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of these things. Okay,
yeah, Amanda,
we're learning so
Amanda
much.
Amanda is Latin. It means to be loved.
Oh.
So I'm just the most lovable creature.
A man. Duh.
Okay.
Duh.
You're a child.
Okay.
Yes. Amanda, hug and kiss.
There.
And you are loved.
I am loved. Mm-hmm. But I will say Valentine's Day as a holiday, I never really got to the point where I was like, oh, it's cheesy. But I can understand why it is, because that's probably why I don't go out to restaurants. Because they make it cheesy. Like, I don't get, like, red roses or anything on Valentine's Day. I think that's cheesy.
Got it.
But Valentine's Day is a very special day.
What's not cheesy? Like, what's the middle
ground? Yeah, what's the right
I thing? Still think boxes of chocolate is awesome.
Okay.
Always get box.
Heart
My
shape?
Dad would get me a heart box of chocolates. I like that. Heart cakes.
Okay.
Honestly,
I've never
heart-
heard of, like, saying heart cakes I've never heard of. Like, I've seen cakes shaped as a heart. But
right.
I guess I've never.
But as like a cake style.
What kind of flavor are these heart cakes?
So mine was always chocolate with vanilla. Okay. And then my sister's was double chocolate because she's a chocolate freak.
That sounds way cooler.
That's nice.
So, okay.
It sounds way better.
I don't get offended when people say that Valentine's Day is kind of lame because I get it is, it's one of those holidays. It's just like a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a diamond ring for an engagement, like it'll last forever. Like, I don't like that on society. So I guess I got lucky that I get to celebrate Valentine's Day as my birthday cool. rather than like, oh, I'm single and blah. You know what I
That's
mean?
That's a great holiday for your birthday to land on.
Yeah.
Because right. others, it sucks. But yeah, that one's good because, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, like my sister's is New Year's Eve. My other sister, her
Damn.
Birthday's New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And I think she's always
your
not liked
just-
it.
Yeah.
Dropping these babies very
they're,
accurately.
Yeah,
and my other sister is George Washington's birthday, so she's
wow.
doing well.
Oh my God, he's hey. Back. George is back.
She can't tell
than
a
ever.
Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I've always loved it.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is pressure though. I do yeah. feel that there is pressure around that holiday. To like make everything like hearts and roses and stuff.
Yeah.
In relationships, I don't think I've ever felt that pressure. I think I would do something small, but not. It doesn't. It just doesn't feel like. I never felt the pressure like, oh, we actually have to do something.
Yeah.
To go on a date or whatever. It's just like, oh, flowers or something. I don't think flowers are cheesy.
No, no,
I
no.
I love flowers.
Roses are cheesy.
I love flowers. Roses red roses.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but me and red roses, I've started to try to like get them. Like to be like, okay, do I like red? But something with me and red roses, I'm just not.
Yeah,
I'm okay. not a fan.
Blue roses.
Okay, yeah, they're dyed.
They're fake and stupid.
But I love roses. I love like okay. all like rose gardens.
What about white roses?
Very nice.
Yeah,
okay. White Those roses are beautiful.
Those are good.
They remind me of you know like swans.
Someone here after the live show, I think it was Courtney. Someone. Gave her some black roses.
Gorgeous.
They're in like a cool little
That's
box.
So cool.
And I remember walking by and being like, those look cool.
That's gorgeous.
I like all flowers, even red roses.
That's so inclusive of
Yeah.
You.
So I guess you'll be getting red roses on Valentine's
Yeah, it'd be really cool if I got some on
oh,
Valentine's
God.
Day.
I could see Shane as like the basic bitch. Like all these like balloons that are heart shaped.
I get those. I got
roses.
My Stanley cup and I'm just like, yeah.
He's taking me out tonight to a steak dinner.
That would work.
Oh,
I'd be down
God.
For that. Changing the subject, slight update. I'm still listening to albums. I'm still, just so you know. I made
Tommy.
A resolution.
Sorry, what?
I made a resolution. This is going to sound funny. Of truly like, oh, I need to listen to music. Like,
Jesus
someone who
Christ.
Listens to music. So I, one of my resolutions was like, I'm going to listen to albums, like an
Whole
album.
Whole albums.
So I'm still listening. And I told Spencer and Amanda some, and they like made fun of me.
No, I thought it was very fun.
Kicked it off with Olivia Rodrigo.
And then
album.
Mitski.
And then Mitski.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I didn't know, which
out.
I don't know anything about
are
Mitski.
Are
so
you
I,
emotional, my guy?
I'm picking random albums.
Okay.
I don't know music that well.
You got so Sad Little Girly.
I literally saw this album. I was like, oh, this is apparently a really good album. And it's newer. So I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to that Mitski album while I'm working.
Which is not.
It was so funny. It was funny while I'm like actively bench pressing to have like the saddest
yeah.
sounding
yeah,
song I've ever
so
heard.
So sad.
In my life.
Your tear ducts are gonna be jacked.
Yeah, they were.
So what album?
I picked one that I knew I would like because I've heard some of the songs. I picked Ice Spice's album. That was rad.
I can't help but feel like you're my dad telling me about like. LimeWire or something. Do you remember LimeWire?
What no. album am I supposed to pick?
No, Shane, it's very
no, there's
adorable.
No, there's no...
It's no album. It's not...
There's no correct answer. It's just fun to hear.
It's just
funny.
I think
yeah.
it's so sweet that you're like, I'm gonna actively...
I'm...
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not
it's
making
awesome.
Fun of you. I am just...
It's There's a delight to hear about
yeah.
it. Because it's like...
Spencer's...
Oh.
Spencer's like, I want to wait and see what you're like into and what albums are hitting for you before I make my recommendation.
Right.
Ooh.
Like, okay. The
so
other
Ice
one
Spice.
The other one I picked was like a very random one. I truly just was like, I saw an album on a list and I was like, okay, it's called With a Hammer. I forget the artist. But it was dope. It was experimental and crazy sounding. It was awesome.
Cool.
Really
I want to
really
send
sick.
You some albums.
Yeah.
Even like old school albums, if you go
Oh,
back,
yeah. That would be helpful.
I will
yeah.
say...
When I'm looking up stuff, I'm getting stuff from like recent years.
Do you like okay. Elton John?
Yeah, I love
There's
Elton
one
John.
Album that I still go back to all the time, Tumbleweed Connection.
Okay.
It's one of his first albums he ever did.
Okay.
Wow.
And it is stunning.
All right.
Come Back in Time is like... Come Down in Time is one of my favorite songs on it. So Tumbleweed Connection.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
I'm
my.
I'm gonna listen to it too.
Yeah, it's very like '60s, but like not out there. Just like more piano, more focused on like
scaled back '60s.
Scaled back.
Cool.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
Well, hey,
I need
congrats.
To review. I need to review. Thank you. I need to review the everyone's top artists and pick some of
and
those.
Go and do that, yeah.
I'm trying to remember what yours were.
That was so hard because it's like, oh, I listened to like a million things.
Sure.
It was Sophie's number one, Caroline Polachek. Oh, and Jay Paul.
Jay Paul.
Oh, you're going to have fun with Jay Paul's leaked album.
Leaked album?
Yeah, so he basically, I'll do it really quick. He had an album he was working on as his debut album. Someone stole his computer and leaked everything. And so half the tracks are like unfinished and halfway done. But there's like a raw energy to it that's really cool.
Anyway. Awesome.
He probably was mortified.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Oh, that
sucks. He like stopped his career for like 10 years. He finally came
10
back.
Years?
He finally came back with like new tracks like 3 hours.
What?
Or 3 years
that
ago.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Holy
it's fine.
Shit,
no,
I thought this happened recently.
No, no, no. He's got a cool lore to him.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Jay Paul.
So he's returning now.
Yeah, well, he opened a music institute with his brother that like helps other musicians and stuff. So like
Holy
he did
shit.
Something with his life, but he's back now. He just played at
spent 10 years
Coachella.
Tracking oh, he just did Coachella.
Yeah.
He spent 10 years tracking down the guy who stole his computer.
That's a revenge story that I bought.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. I just wanted to give a little update on that.
Thank I'm
you.
So glad.
My foray into music.
Yes.
Which is apparently pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's get into back into the world of dating advice. So
yeah.
We reached out a while ago. We got a bunch of questions from our followers and listeners. A couple takeaways right off the bat. A lot of people mentioned wanting a queer perspective on this. Luckily, Tommy, we had already cast you on this before.
I'm like,
no, you were only cast.
No, we already had, but we did get a bunch of questions from people from you know, LGBTQ, and they were like, hey, maybe you should have someone else other than just Amanda and Shane. It's like, okay, don't worry.
Correct. Well, our last dating episode, we had Chance, and it was so mm-hmm. eye-opening for all three of us, because all
wow.
three of us were dating different types
styles.
Of people, different
yeah.
styles.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so interesting. I think we enjoyed talking about dating, but it was so cool that we got to open up the forum and have you guys ask us these questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... a lot of people, and I wasn't surprised by this just because I feel like the world at large nowadays, but
yeah.
a lot of people have said like they have no dating life.
Yeah.
So seeing that, I'm like, hey, it's really common. So if you're one of those people, don't feel bad.
Super common.
And also like, I'd say an overarching advice I'd have from the top is like, your identity is not your dating life.
Agree.
You
Absolutely.
Know, that's not your worth.
Like get into things that make you happy, get into hobbies, get into things that you enjoy. And that's more important, I think, than having a partner. Because when you have a partner, it's not like, let's go sailing. It's like, yeah. It's like they put a mirror up to you and they go, you said this. And you're like,
That's what it is. That's exactly what it
and they're
is.
Like, hey, you said this. And you're like,
you said this. You look like this. You made me feel like that.
And you're like, oh,
you're like,
shit.
Oh, I'm a monster.
I don't know myself at all. I'm going to go travel the world. Goodbye.
Let's go sailing.
Let's
That's
go
when you're sailing.
By yourself.
It's just you. Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for this first one?
Yeah, let's
yeah.
do it.
Okay, here we go. Our first question we got is from YiffMaster29. I know I shouldn't get down in the dumps and feel like I'm too old to start dating, but how do I get past my social anxiety and put myself out there?
Ooh.
This is a tough one. It's one I've many times in my life I've related to.
Mm-hmm.
I have felt this way mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, first off, it is hard. It's really
yeah.
hard. And there's been a lot of talk about like the lack of third places nowadays. Like
third places,
like not your home, not work, but like where
oh.
can you go where you don't have to spend money?
Especially if you like don't drink too.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of bars. I will say you're never too old.
Yeah,
no.
there's some old men starting some new relationships right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
Golden Bachelor.
Absolutely,
yes.
Golden Bachelor. You know, that I just feel like you're never too old, but I can understand the social anxiety. Especially now, since like people don't really meet face to face anymore,
right?
It's really really hard.
And here's like a negative little tidbit you can hold on to.
yeah, good.
If you're comparing yourself, don't do that. Obviously, everyone has their own track and their own path. But it's like if you're seeing a quote younger couple, it's like, are they going to stay together? They're going to have to start over, also.
Yeah.
So like.
Try not to compare yourself
Don't do that.
To a younger. I will say, getting past your anxiety, I will say you can't do it on your own. Like if you have a community, if you have kids, or if you have siblings, or you have friends, have them help you. Because my dad was single for a while, and me and my sister put him on a dating app.
Whoa.
We straight up, and he was like, I don't want that girl. And we were like, we're going to put you on a dating app, and it's going to happen. It was so hard to find a good picture of him, though, because every picture was him in front of a plate of food with his thumbs up. This was really hard.
That's a man who loves food.
It was really hard. So we found some good photos, and my God, my dad's online dating blew up, and he was like 60-something, and he's like, girls, there's a lot of women who just want to talk. And I'm like... That's great, Dad.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to get uncomfortable. Like,
yes.
And I do think it's really good for you because he was just going through his routine all the time. And I think once you get older, it's like, use your community to help you meet people.
Right.
And I don't say just like have friends create an online profile without you looking. Not like what I did. But use friends or community or just go out and kind of push yourself to go to those little like uncomfortable places.
Yeah. And with the uncomfortable thing, it's like the first time you make yourself uncomfortable to try something new, that's not the time you're going to meet someone. You have to continuously push against that uncomfortability, and then you're going to be more open and stuff, you know?
The more opportunities you give yourself. I think also for me, my advice is like, you're talking about getting past your social anxiety. I felt that way a lot too. And the answer is that maybe you won't get past your social anxiety. You're sitting there at home in your head trying to be like, okay, how do I get out of my head? It's like, you're going to sit there and try to solve that problem forever. And you're going to try to solve it by thinking.
And that's in your head.
That's never going to happen. You go out there and you put yourself out there despite your social anxiety with it. And you can't help it, so you might as well just go out there, and immersing yourself is going to help.
I also think being honest, like people don't just say honestly what they feel. Like you could go out there and meet someone and be like, this is scary. Like meeting people right now is scary. I think just being honest and genuine about where you're at is great.
And more people relate to you than you realize, because most people nowadays have social anxiety.
Yeah.
We all just went through what we all went through for several years.
Yeah.
Right.
We've all gotten a little more accustomed to just being inside.
Yeah.
So you're not alone. And you just got to go out there. You got to do it. I found for me, because it's also like when you say, well, you got to get out there, it's like, what does that look like?
Right.
For me, what helps is when I stop focusing on dating. And I focus more on, I'm going to be a really good friend to my friends.
Mm,
and I'm going to really connect with them.
Yeah.
Because then you're strengthening your network.
Yep.
And you don't even think of it that way. Try as best you can to not think about that stuff. But be like, I'm going to try to make more plans with my friends and do more things. I have this hobby. How do I get out in the world with this hobby?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you might enjoy reading. Well, go to a reading club. Like, and it may not be that you meet someone at that reading club, but the more people that you're meeting and connecting with, the more likely you are to meet more people.
Yeah,
and
expand your community.
Focus on that. Don't worry about finding that person.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on people in your life and know that it will maybe come along.
Agreed.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, that's a great start. Can move on to our next one here.
Let's do it.
Puzzle-headed bit 585 asked.
Great name.
Yeah. I skipped over one. This one comes from @Martin2016. Do either of you have tips or advice on how to meet people in person? I've tried the apps and I've had no luck.
Kind of feel like you touched on that.
I feel like that we just kind of did. I think it's the same thing.
Go take classes that you... like, I don't know, pottery classes, paint classes. I feel like going to bars feels like, yeah, go to a bar, but not everyone drinks. And not I feel like that isn't even more, that's scarier.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It does feel super scary. I never did that. Did you guys ever, like, try that, like, going someplace kind of in the back of your head with the hope of meeting someone? Or was there any place that you did go that you met people? Because I never felt like I had much luck.
I definitely met and dated a bartender, so that doesn't count.
Same.
But
same.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think relating to what we were talking about, like, you, if you go to these places, you can't just go and expect something to happen. You know, like,
you have to go because you want to go.
Because you want to go, not because you're trying to find someone. You know, like, your joy is what people are attracted to. So it's like, go to a class for you.
Exactly. And also, I will say, it's kind of a lot of pressure if you're going to meet someone, because we can feel it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this guy's ready to meet someone.
Right.
Like, he comes over, he's like, hello. And you're like, oh, where are we going?
Yeah. Honestly, one of the biggest issues I feel like for straight dudes is that. That they're so, you become predatory.
Yes. Because
you are literally being a predator. You are seeking something out so much that it's going to push everyone away. I know I said in the last dating episode that I was like, hey, loving yourself is a love life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that's actually what you need to do when you're single.
Yep.
And that is actually the key, because people who are just living their own life and interested in what they're interested in are the most interesting people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's
and the most attractive.
Yes.
Regardless of what your
physical
form
you
is.
You want someone that is like, all right, they go out and they care about themselves and they think about themselves and they work on themselves.
Yep.
I don't want someone who's like, oh my God, thank God I found you. You're gonna get me to that place. And you're like, oh
yeah. Too much responsibility.
Also karaoke.
Okay.
Karaoke is a good.
That's how I met my husband.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, he came up to me and asked me out and I was like, no. Absolutely not. I was like, I appreciate you writing your phone number down on a napkin. That is adorable.
Oh.
And I kept it. I kept it for like 2 years. We were dating and I found it in my car. And I was like,
aw.
I found your thing. He's like, so you did want to go on a date with me. I was like, yes, but I just wasn't like, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I could tell. I was like, oh, he's serious. He's like a serious person.
Can I ask how he like what was his vibe when he came up? Like, he wasn't predatory.
He came up, he was like, you have a beautiful voice. You sing so well. I'd really like to talk to you sometime and take you out if you'd like. Here's my number. And then he left and went with his friends.
That's great.
And he had his friends. And his friends were like having a blast. And then I said no. And he was like, okay, no worries. Like, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then the next time I saw him, I'm doing a terrible accent of him, by the way. And then the next time I saw him was a month
later. Your voice is so gorgeous.
Yes, Russian. Hello. Good advice. You sing well. Yes.
You're doing the numa numa.
No, I'm doing like Italian. But the next month he came by and I saw him and he was like, hello. And I was like, hey. And he didn't, he wasn't like, so. He wasn't mad or anything. He was like,
hello.
Hi.
Just.
So you're back here. I was like, yep. And he was like, cool. Ever still want to go out? Hang out. We can get ice cream.
Said that?
No, he said that.
Oh. He said we can get ice cream.
He was like, "Do you want to get ice cream maybe sometime?" And I thought that was the cutest thing ever, and I didn't feel pressure at all. And I said, "Sure." So we got ice cream on Easter.
That's so cute. Yeah.
Wow. Tiny. Okay, there you go.
See, yeah. It sounds like he was rolling a ball to you instead of pitching.
That's a baseball. He put the ball in my court. Like, I didn't feel like if I said no to him, he was going to get mad at me. And also, just because I said no to him the next time I saw him, it's not like he held a grudge.
Right.
At all. Like, he was just like, hey, what's up? Like, it was like I didn't owe him anything. Right. I think a lot of people feel rejected sometimes, but what they don't realize is that the girl or the guy or anyone is going through their own thing at the same time. So it's not always a rejection of you. It's a rejection of timing, the place, how they feel in that moment. Like,
yeah, maybe they're having a bad week.
Exactly. Like, I said no to him, and thank God that he was like, okay, all right. Yeah, maybe
now you're married and have 8 kids.
Yeah. Now 50 little kids running around, little angels. And we take them to karaoke and we get ice cream.
I think the rolling the ball to you thing, though, is pretty, like, it's a good description, because I think what a lot of dudes don't do well is they don't make the other person feel safe. And that's, like, a big key if you're trying to, like, talk to someone new. It was always my biggest fear, is I was just like, I don't want to make them feel. And so I just didn't talk to them. But I think he did it in a great way.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm letting you know something, and then I'm going to walk away.
He was very
your decision.
He was very confident in himself, and that was already a plus. And also, I felt like his life would go on, and he would grow and live without me. And that was a big plus for me. I was like, if I said no to him again, he'd be like, all right, have a great night. Like, I desperately wanted someone who was independent of me. I don't want to be, like, some people love that. I personally get very scared of, like, being one person. So I enjoyed that he was like, balls in your court. I won't be mad either way. I'm still going to live a life and grow and build this version of myself.
Because if you're living your own life, you're not desperate.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think people sit inside and they gear themselves up to go out and ask people out. And then when they do, I think all that energy comes out at once.
Yep.
And the other person doesn't feel safe.
No.
Not that the fact that we think you're going to murder us right away. I mean,
it's just a lot of energy.
It's just pressure. A lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you want it to be easygoing. You want it to be fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, next.
You want to like be friends. You don't want to be like, hold on, I don't even know you, man.
You are friends on those first couple dates.
Yeah.
Like that's ultimately.
Yeah.
Puzzle headed bit 585 asks, when is a good time to fart for the first time in front of someone you're dating? I don't really. Which is probably surprising considering my personality.
Yeah.
I don't in relationships.
Nasty guy.
I don't really fart.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't.
All right.
Interesting.
Tell
what if
me?
I just
do
let
you
one,
suck it back
what
in?
What if I just let one rip right now?
I would not be shocked.
I don't know if I
suck it back in.
Suck it back in.
That's not healthy, Shane.
I don't think I do that. I think I'm just like gonna be a little more stealthy about it.
If you have to fart on a date,
I'm not gonna let.
Where are you gonna go?
First few dates? No, absolutely not.
What if you can't?
I will say, and I've probably gotten better about it. I don't know. I used to be. There'd be times where I'd be in pain. Right back. Can't let this out. And then you get in the car after that date, and it's just like,
remember
your
that?
Your car's just like, poof.
You look like Violet from Willy Wonka. You're like
Violet,
rolling to your car.
Violet.
You okay? Poof.
Remember that commercial from like the 80s where the guy picks up the girl?
Do we remember the commercial from the 80s?
Or the 90s? Wait, guys, come on. It's a well-known commercial where the guy picks up the girl from the date and goes, hey, and she goes, I'm so excited. He goes, yeah. And he puts her in the car and then he's walking around the car and she looks around. And she's like, and she lets out a huge fart in the car. And then the guy gets in and goes, woo. And he goes, have you met Janet and Mark? And they're in the back seat and they go, yeah, we met.
I have seen that commercial.
Oh my God.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Anyways, sometimes I have to go off on that.
No,
I okay, what about you, Tommy?
You guys have timelines?
Fart timelines?
Fart timelines.
I don't know. It's kind of like a feel it when it's right kind of a thing. I feel like there's a level of comfortability that you like. You know, it's like, okay, like you piss and you shit at their apartment.
Yeah.
Great. You get through that like level. Then it's like, I'm changing into like more comfortable clothes. Or it's like, I took off my pants and now we're hanging out in like pajama style. Right.
Sure.
It's like, okay, we've done that. And so it's like, it's like once you're kind of like blanketed up and you're like watching a thing and it's like, you've had a few bits and you're feeling good. And then, you know, you get a little puffy in the downstairs. You got to let it loose. You go a little poof poof down into the couch. If they smell it, the conversation begins. If they don't, we start testing the limits.
I'm so glad we have a queer perspective.
Are you guys though, like in your idealistic relationship, are you the type like eventually you want to have the toilet or the bathroom door open? And like be letting them rip all the time.
I don't want to see my partner. I don't care. It's just like, that's not what I want. But I do want them to like just rip a huge one in front of me and me be like, fuck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Because that's how I was raised.
Yeah, that's how I was raised too. I don't want like the door open just ripping it.
Yeah, that's like, a little too.
Some people are like, leave the bathroom door open while you're taking
a shit. Here's the thing. We leave the bathroom door open just because the door sometimes gets locked and we get locked in. Here's the thing. I think farting in front of each other is the ultimate way to be like, all right, we're in. I could not imagine being married to someone that I couldn't fart in front of.
Oh
just
God.
Because, just because
you're
life,
human.
You're human, and
you're an animal.
But here's the difference: I don't think it's cute when a guy's like, "Hey, babe, watch out."
See, I'm like, "Aruga."
Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
And then they just fart on your head and then Dutch oven you. Like, I don't want that. But I was telling you that I love like that fucking thing going around on Instagram, guess the fart. I think that shit is so
funny. What, see, that's what I mean.
Partners
that's funny.
Farting, I think it's so funny. And you know what? I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's like and it's fine if you don't like it. I get it. Listen, I get it. I think it's fine if you don't like it. But I, Amanda, couldn't imagine.
Yeah, like, you want to be able to.
So are like, you ever gonna?
I think I could be like, okay, I would be okay doing it, but I'm not gonna be like openly like, yeah, ha ha, like not, right. not gonna and have
I,
that kind
I wanna
of.
Say that's not exactly where that's not my goal, but I'm fine with that.
I'm you know fine. What
I am a person like in relationships door shut for the bathroom.
Okay.
I've lived alone a lot for a lot of periods of my life, and I keep the door shut even then.
Oh yeah,
I like privacy.
See,
I close my own bathroom when I'm alone.
I never had privacy growing up ever.
See, that's
I right. had sisters coming in and out. Now to this day, if it's a
but that didn't make you want privacy.
If we're going that, yeah, I wanted privacy, but I don't know. Like I'm just so
sure.
I think it feels more comfortable. Yeah, I don't know. Like even when my sisters when we were older, like if we go to a restaurant, we'll both be like, we'll use the bathroom together. Yeah. I don't know. Like it's just
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
All the time. Hey. And then sometimes I'll be like, hey, do you want to come in the bathroom with me with a friend? And they're like, no.
No.
I don't need to do that.
And I'm like,
okay, I got a big one brewing.
Right.
It's gonna be crazy.
You want in on this?
I just want someone to witness.
Not that they're coming in, I'm taking a dump.
Okay.
Check my log.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Jesus, good question, though.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. If you're like me, you struggle with grocery shopping, cooking for yourself, the cleanup of it all. It's expensive and it's exhausting. But luckily, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, is here to help you out with pre-portioned, delicious meals that are chef-crafted, made with farm-fresh ingredients, delivered straight to your door. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, it is awesome. I made a meal. It was spicy maple chicken, sweet potatoes, and green beans.
Ooh.
My Eastern European husband loved it. I was like, thank you very much. But there's also very quick and easy meals that are only 15 minutes.
Oh, that's what I need. That's what I need.
You're fast.
I like convenience.
Me
and
too.
This sounds convenient.
Go to HelloFresh.com/SmoshMouthFree and use code SmoshMouthFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SmoshMouthFree with code SmoshMouthFree. That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Let's do it.
All right, back to the show.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money, which literally saved my life because I downloaded the app and I realized I had a million subscriptions that I was paying for and completely forgot about.
I know that's probably the case for me. I'm really forgetful and I have stuff from probably years ago that I'm not using. Ugh, I need it. I need it.
You do because it like hooks up to your bank and then it goes through everything and sees how much you're spending and it helps you with your budget. Crazy.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
All things I need.
Yeah, you do, because I was spending so much money for no reason. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Let's get back to the show.
Let's do it.
Okay, this one's a little different.
Okay.
Princess Danielle 143.
Your Highness.
Which means I love you.
asks, how do I get over someone when you have to see them every day? It's a coworker.
This is juicy.
That's a juicy question. That's a tough one.
I feel like a lot of people experience this.
Ooh, how do you get over someone? So they've either already expressed interest or they know they can't
be with
or
them.
Or they don't want to do this. There's a lot of reasons in a workplace why it may not be right.
Oh, boy.
How do you get over someone? Is a really good question.
Right. I feel like there's a few ways. Like, I think the coworker has to do something that really makes you feel like, ugh, like, F you, dude. And then you can start to, like, get over them.
In your mind,
like,
cancel them.
In your mind, kind
of. You mean that stage of, like, a breakup or something where it's like you're mad, and so it's like, oh, now I'm free because I'm mad at you. There's no like sorrow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that
know.
What you're going for?
No, I'm thinking like if you want to get over them, but you can't, and you see them every day.
Right.
I don't know.
Find a
way to get annoyed by them. Find an ick.
There you go.
That sounds like maybe not the healthiest way, but.
There's something to be said just about acceptance of like, you know, of just like, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. And reminding yourself of that and being like, okay, there's so much more in life than this
person.
But I
think it's hard when it's your coworker.
It's tough when you see him every day.
And it depends on what the split was. Because if it was just like a, I guess we're not a good match kind of a thing, then there's like this, oh, every time you like see them, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Get another job, as if it's that easy.
That's what I was saying. What if the split was on them? What if they were like, I can't do this anymore? And you were like, wait, what? And then you had to see them every day.
That's the danger of dating a coworker. I mean, you know, but also I'm assuming this could also be someone who just simply has a crush on their coworker, and they maybe it's been going on for months or a year or years, and they just can't like.
So how do they get over it?
And I think people deal with this a lot in high school and stuff, but you graduate eventually. Right.
I think high level, if it's really intense. I think it is. Leave your job. Get a different job. Move forward.
I mean...
That's hard, though.
It's very true.
Transfer.
If
possible, but there's got to be other ways.
Just find another person.
Yeah. Find another coworker that you have a crush on.
Not another coworker.
I'm just kidding. Find another person outside of your job that you have a crush on. Also... I know it's tempting to date people at your job, but it is so hard. Mm-hmm. It's so...
It's very hard.
So hard.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's unavoidable.
Dangerous game. It's a dangerous game, but it's also dangerous, I feel like, when you're dating, like, someone in your friend group, stuff like that. Like, things
that
are stakes.
That's so...
But also, dating just comes with stakes.
But,
yeah.
Relationships and dating comes with stakes, man.
Friend group.
I almost sometimes feel like dating within a friend group is more... Yes. High stakes than dating a coworker.
Yes.
Right, because at like, work, there's rules.
And at work, it's like, okay, it didn't work out. It's like, I'll just do my job.
Right.
Yeah. Most places, I feel like you can just be like, well, we'll just do our job.
Can you move your, like, desk? Can you figure out a way?
Why are you moving? Because I love you! I don't know. I mean, just getting
that's
over someone...
That's a really hard one.
Getting over someone's hard... Truly, that's one of those situations where I'm like... Talk about it with a therapist or like
talk
about it with friends. Talk about it with someone.
Just talk about it.
Talk about it.
Also, I will say time does
heal all.
Yeah.
Heal.
Yeah.
All. Some.
Do we want to move on?
Sure.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
we had a hard time.
It's a toughie.
Stardew Simp asks, what, in your opinion, is the best place to take someone on a first date? Somewhere where you can talk, some activity you both enjoy doing. It's tough out there, man.
Ooh.
I have the answer.
Go, Tommy.
Hey, what is it?
Listen up. Here's the answer.
Ooh.
Find yourself a museum, whether it's an art museum or a history museum or a weird museum, whatever, or an aquarium or a zoo, a place where you can walk around and move around. Look at something and talk about something. Now you have something to talk about that can start conversations about other things. And then there's an activity that you're doing, which is moving through a space. And then that activity ends. Then you're done. You've done the museum. It's over. You can go bye-bye, or you can, you know, keep going. Find a second museum.
That is literally genius. I actually think that is genius. Because I was going to say walking... Maybe with like a beverage, like a coffee, maybe not like a bar, like walking with a beverage. And it's either like walking in a museum or outside. The only thing is outside.
Gotta walk back.
And sometimes it gets a little quiet and you don't have things to look at. And you are so right about the museum because it ends.
You're done.
So
you run
right.
out.
Whereas walking, you'd be like, you want to keep going on that hill?
Yeah.
And you're like, actually,
no,
I got to walk the hour back to my car.
Right.
So I think that's brilliant, Tommy.
Thank you. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. I've done art museums before. Mm-hmm. Some art museums are bigger than I realized. And we get there, I'm like, damn, this is forever.
Yeah.
But it is true. I still, for me, feel like just something super small for the first date, like a coffee date, just so it's such an easy out. That, because you're right, it does end, but there's still like a little bit of
a commitment. A little bit of a lift to get
to
the museum.
Yeah, and whereas coffee, it's like, we're just talking. And now, it depends on what kind of first date. If it's someone I know well enough, like I've hung out, like in friend groups, like it's, or something, like if it's someone I'm a little bit more familiar with.
Get dinner. Like
then I would maybe do the art museum.
Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small, but sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
Or a zoo or something, but if it's a complete stranger, like I saw this person at a party or I met him at a bar, I would maybe say, hey, you want to get coffee or like ice cream, just something quick, something like, hey,
public,
we're just getting
place.
This public and yep. this, we're just sitting down here where other people are at. We're just going to talk. We're just going to gauge if we're actually down. And then second date or more like that's the prequel to the actual first date where we then
which
go
could
someplace.
Do,
mind you, when I got ice cream, I had work that day. So I had like 2 hours. So I had somewhere to be.
Right.
It's kind of nice.
Which was actually really, really nice. Because it was like, I had 2 hours to be. And then...
There's always something... Yeah. Would that be a good thing for... Because I feel like for men who are dating women, I feel like a worry that I always had is making them feel like, I don't want to make anyone feel creeped out or nervous or whatever. And I think a lot of dudes have that fear. And I almost wonder if it's a smart tactic for men to give that time limit of like, hey, we can meet up here. I have to go somewhere after.
I don't know. So? That feels like
then it's
they're
like,
not
great. There's
interested.
No pressure. Yeah.
So I would say that I understand men trying to make women feel safe, but I also think that men or women or men and men, women and women, like I also feel like there's like a fun edge to be like, if the chemistry's there, then you don't have to push that hard to make me try to feel safe. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
true.
If the edge is there, if you're if you're too like worried and polite, then I'm like, then I'm worried.
You're like, what's
you're
wrong?
Right.
So I
you're
think
so
that
right.
if it's like, I have somewhere to go at 4, but I can meet you, it feels like you're not even like super interested.
Yeah.
And this is just me speaking from like a guy to Amanda. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're like, hey, want to meet up at this place, and if it's daytime, then I kind of get a better gist of who you are. Mm-hmm. If it's daytime, then I'm getting a gist that you are more interested in me.
Yeah.
If it's like nighttime, 9 o'clock at a bar, then I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like time of the day also matters.
Yeah.
And right. I think I will always feel safe in the day, really. So you don't even have to do too much legwork if it's coffee daytime.
Because during the day, that's usually like, you wouldn't have done this had it not been for this date, is more the vibe.
That's
where it's
right.
like, if it's at a bar, then it's like, would you have just been here anyway?
Correct.
Wow.
Or like, do you know the bartenders? Like, I don't know.
Right, yeah. I think for boy dating Tommy, I'd love to go this and that with you, and I have somewhere to be at that point, I'd be like, great. I don't think that would faze me at all. Just from my own history and stuff.
Yeah.
I would just
I
be like,
was
at least he wants to go out with me.
I think if it was prefaced, if it was, and this is if someone asked me out, or if I'm asking someone out, so I'm letting them know I'm interested by asking them out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, there's this day we could go meet up for coffee. I'm going to have to go somewhere after this, but.
That's cool.
That's what I'm saying. Just to like ease that pressure off.
Yeah. I think if it was like, hey, I want to meet you here, and then the day of, it's like, just heads up, I have to leave at 4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not on the day.
Oh. No, not on the day. Not on the
not
day.
On the day.
Amanda, not
I
on the day.
Go.
Oh, tricky. Also, I will say, if the first date doesn't go well and you still want to see them, that's okay, too. Like, I just think the first few dates can be awkward, can be a little bit, like weird, but I think as long as you have that feeling of like, I do want to see you again, then no matter what happened, the date went well.
And I think you go in it with the mindset of like, we're just hanging out. Like, this is like a friend. Like, I do think you have that mindset.
You have to just want to get to know them.
Yeah. You're just hanging out. Okay. Next question here. This comes from, by NFJ. There is so much toxicity among men in the dating world. What's some advice you have for confronting male friends who are acting toxic in their dating lives in a way that won't just make them angry, sending them deeper into toxicity?
Ooh. Yay.
Brutal. I see a lot of this stuff on social media and everything. The manosphere is pretty crazy nowadays. And straight dudes are getting served so much bullshit. We always have, though. Like, I remember as a teenager, the stuff that I would be told by other men of, like, what to do in the dating world, I realize you look back and you're like, that was so friggin' out of this world stupid. I mean, I was a teenager when The Pickup Artist was on VH1.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, that's the type of stuff you get served and you're like, this is what you should do.
Terrible.
And it's all bullshit. And I realized at a certain point is so many of us are complaining about dating not working out and the only dating advice we're getting is from other men. And it's like, no wonder it's not working, man. Like, you were not listening to the people that we want to date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
Go talk to them.
But then we're told, like, these manosphere people, they're like, don't listen to them. Like, whatever. It's like, but it's so funny because it wasn't a term that I'd heard until a couple years ago, but, like, the female gaze. And it's so interesting about, like, what men think men should be attractive versus what women actually are attracted to.
I think it goes the other way, too. I think there's toxicity within women, too, of, like, what they think a man wants. So then those toxic women date those toxic men.
Well, and then, but then those toxic men use those toxic women as an example of, like, this is what women want.
Yeah.
This is what they're saying they want.
And this is what they did to fuck me over.
We're completely ignoring the majority.
Yeah.
And then in the gay world, you have male gays versus male gays, men knowing what they want to be attractive, and then they're both right about that. And it's bad. It's not okay. Because we're just going, bop, 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 in, like, a echo chamber. So it's all, anyway.
How do you fix that?
I haven't found the answer yet, Amanda.
It's the secret.
But this is someone asking, how do they talk to one of their male friend? Sometimes it might be a bit of a lost cause. I mean, truly, I don't know what to tell you. Some people are so locked in, and that goes beyond dating. Just nowadays with the internet, some people have just bought in to things.
You
can't get them out. But I would say to any dudes listening, be very careful of what you're hearing online. I know there's a lot of irony in that you are hearing what I'm saying online, but when you're on TikTok, when you're on Twitter, you're hearing these dudes telling you about the dating world, they are trying to sell you something.
Yep.
They want you to be their follower so that they are using you, man. There's always some sort of catch and they're feeding you bullshit.
Also, don't listen, like, If you are a man wanting to date a woman or vice versa, or a man dating a man, like, listen to the group of people that you want to be dating.
It's very true.
Like, it's there's not a lot of women or men who will speak their mind, but the ones that do are the ones that you want to be listening to.
Yeah.
Like, if a dude is trying to sell you another dude, like, you got to do this for a woman, you got to get fit, you got to get, like, it's just bullshit.
I also had a realization recently of that, you know, men obviously objectify women a ton. But they also objectify themselves a ton.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And when you make that realization of how much you're making this dating world thing just this bullshit game that has no meaning anymore and there's no humanity to it, you are fucked. And then you start complaining about it. It's like, well, it's impossible, and you're blaming the wrong people. There is so much that's your mindset.
Yeah,
and maybe maybe it is going to be hard no matter what, but you are unhappy, mm-hmm. not because you're not having success in the dating world. You're unhappy because you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've told yourself, because you're not having luck, that you're worthless.
Yeah.
You have to let it all go.
Went down the wrong hallway. None of the doors are going to open. Go to the
yes.
other hallway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Knock on the good doors.
I love that.
Walk away from it entirely is my advice if a dude is saying like, well, I'm feeling miserable because it's like, well, then yeah. then leave it alone for a while.
I also think that if you have a toxic male friend and you want to try to give them advice, see if they really want your advice.
True.
And also if they really want to get out of their comfort zone and learn how to truly be happy and learn about, you know, the potential partner that they want. Because some of them just don't. Some of them aren't even ready. And then it's truly a lost cause. But if you feel like they are, then I would say approach them with, like, they've never heard what you're ever going to say ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you going to say, Tommy?
I don't remember.
But it's also
it was actually that, I think, that you can't give someone advice unless they want it.
Correct.
And also, you know, if they're the certain kind of toxic I'm thinking, if they also just don't respect you as a person and a friend, I mean, you have to start to question if they're worth having around, you know?
Right,
I mean,
screw the topic. It's like, that's not a good friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's their brother. And if it's their brother, well, good luck.
Oh, got it.
Talking about... yeah. No, what?
No, I got confused. I'm dumb, Amanda.
No, I'm dumb.
Keep going.
All right. Here's our next question. Diddy K 2810 asks, how do you actually deal with catching feelings for a friend? Should you tell them as soon as possible or wait to see if the feelings are mutual?
Do not tell them as soon as possible.
No.
I would talk to another one of your friends. I would try to, if you have another trusted friend, maybe outside of the friend group,
mm-hmm.
but definitely get a second opinion.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say talking within the friend group can get a little dicey because you don't know the friend that you're talking to, because some friends get worried that the friend group is going to break up because of potential crush.
Or they'll tell the person.
Or they'll tell the person, and you don't want that.
No.
I mean, you maybe wanted that in high school because that was fun, but you don't want that. And yeah, that's...
and that's the news.
I just went down a high school memory.
I think getting an outside perspective is probably the best thing because that's someone who knows you.
Mm-hmm. Also, waiting, you know, feelings are mutual. How do you know if feelings are mutual?
You have to ask.
I do feel like, though, you know, when a parent or someone watches and goes, you and your best friend should just get married. And you're like, what? Ew. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Because you're like all over each other. Your chemistry is crazy. But I think it gets tricky with age, too. Like, I have a lot of friends that people are like, oh, my God, you guys are together. And we're like, no, we're just best friends.
No, we're just hanging out. What are you
talking
about?
And sometimes I feel like people get that mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I think it's tricky. I think best friends, you really care about them. They can feel like family. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that can get tricky. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah, your brain can't decipher what kind of love it is.
Yes.
Yeah. It is tricky. And you have to really decide, too, of like, okay, even if the feelings are mutual, like, is this the risk?
Exactly.
Or is the friendship more valuable?
And usually that's the only way to find out is take the risk. You might lose this friend as a friend.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
But if the feelings are so strong that it's getting in the way of, like, being a friend to this person.
You don't know how to act around them.
Right. Then you need to bring it up because that's already weird.
Right.
And other friends in the friend group are going to react in a way that's like, don't do this. Don't.
I've had friend groups, have issues because of two people started dating. And like, you know, at this age, like years later, I don't judge either of them. I'm like, people are being people.
Sometimes you just have to take the risk, exactly like Tommy said, to see if it's even going to work.
Right.
Yeah. There's so much, at least like in a younger version of me and like younger people, there's all of this like, my friends. And it's like, okay, you know how many friends you're going to have?
Yeah.
You know how many friend groups you're going to morph and shift and pocket into? It's like, yes, their friends are precious and friends can be family and all of that stuff. I'm not saying that that's not true.
Yeah.
It's also like, you know, you'll make more friends.
You'll make more friends.
Totally.
If you lose this friend, it'll hurt. You might cry. It might take 3 years, 10 years, whatever. There will be other friends coming to you during that time that you can build a relationship with in a friend way.
Yes, exactly. That's what it's all about. That's like living. You have to take these risks.
And you're going to keep changing. So your friends are going to keep changing.
Exactly.
If you don't change, something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong.
Okay, here's a very good one.
Oh, actually, can I pop in really quick about if you're a gay guy and you like your gay and you like a friend that you don't know is gay?
Ooh.
We kind of talked about this in a Reddit stories once, I think. And here's my take. No. Don't do it. Forget about it.
Oh.
Move on. If he turns out to be straight, it get too weird. It gets too weird. I've never been someone who's done this. I just know people who this has like happened to.
Yes.
Cause I like when I came out, I was like, well, I don't want to be them. So my brain went, and you'll never have a crush on a friend. Don't know how that happened, but worked out.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's just like my little queer thing is like, if that's happening, and you don't know their like who they're interested in, that's where it's like spooky.
Well, but that's also someone who's going through something, right? Like, if maybe they are not fully comfortable, like, you know what I mean? Like they're maybe. Still figuring
or
it out.
Or maybe they're straight and they really care for you. So they try out that path with you.
Oh, sure.
But well, then it's.
Right. Well, then if the quote straight person, right, whatever, like tried some stuff with you, like then they've consented to that experiment. And so that's a little different. It's more like this one where it's like, I have a crush on my friend and I'm gay and I don't know if they're gay. And so it's like, that might be even heavier of a risk to take to say, I have a crush on you. You gay dog?
Yeah.
You know? And then it becomes like,
And what if they're like, yes, I'm gay and I want to be with you.
And that's awesome. You took that risk and there you go.
And then they're like, okay, now I'm straight again.
Great. And then you break up 3 years later.
Woo!
Wow. That was just for
I wonder what it's like in the lesbian community.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Lesbian community is different.
I'll have to dig in and do
We'll have to do another one of these episodes and get some different perspectives. Chance was talking a lot about when we talked about our dating lives. He was talking about in his friend group where they're all gay.
Right.
About the complications.
Yes.
About maintaining friendships, but you're also
how they're normal. Like, I will hook you up with that guy that you have a crush on, and then they hook up with him.
Right. Well, that's also like these are two different kind of gay worlds. You can have the gay world where there's like big groups of gays where a bunch of gays hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might say, you know, take a picture on the beach in all of their Speedos and look identical. Things like that. It's like there's that kind of gay person. And then there's the IP Blood This Morning kind of gay person. That's me. Go watch Who Memed It if you haven't seen that.
Wasn't there the comment underneath that Who Memed It of just like, wait, I don't understand. And it's like, well, they come from two different gay houses.
But I'm not dissing either group. It's just like, I actually was part of a like gay group of like UCB gay comedians. And that was like fun because it was a small group and two of them were dating. And guess what? They broke up and the group fell apart and we were together for like 4 months.
And
it was
no
like
more beach photos with Speedos. Right.
But anyway, that's its own weird hellscape, at least for me, as coming from this side, as like having a crush on them, but then they're fucking them and then they're, I'd be like,
crushes, I think suck. I think crushes are overall.
I think crushes are fun.
I remember when I was younger, like crushes were often agonizing because I was just like, because I had no self-esteem and I was so insecure. So I was just like, well, it's never going to happen. So every crush was just this like, oh, damn, it just sucks.
I also hate crushes, but I do like flirting. It's like
I don't even know how to do that. So
I got a lot of things to teach you, man. I got to take you to a place and leave you alone with a bunch of people and go flirt now.
Flirt now.
They're going to bring me back and be like, we found this poor child in the middle of this.
Are you his mom? Fuck you. Well, I love flirting and I love crushes.
I believe that.
Yeah.
That's very you.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. What are some dating red flags and deal breakers that you look out for?
Ooh.
Those are
legit. For me personally, being a woman, I look out for controlling behavior, telling me what to wear, telling me who I can't hang out with. If they ever use the word, you have to cut that person off, That's an immediate red flag for me. Not wanting to spend any time with my family, big red flag for me. Getting very jealous if I'm wearing something, you know, sexier or whatever, getting very, very jealous.
Interesting.
Yeah, coming from Boston, I experienced a lot of jealous men, and I reject it. I despise it. I hate it. I hate when a guy wants to start a fight. But there's a difference. I think I've warmed up to what jealous actually means and what protection actually means, and I have to figure out what that means to me because it's totally something different now. But I think a little bit of jealousy is good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want my partner to be like, yeah, go off. I don't care. I trust you. Whatever.
Right.
But I think a little bit of jealousy shows, like, some fun kind of, like, connection. Like, it's you and me, right?
Interesting.
It's there, but it's not controlling.
Yeah. I'm still working on what jealousy means to me, but I think that there can be a healthy jealousy.
Do you feel like it's, like, the extremes that are the red flags? So it's, like, if you're extremely jealous or, like, let's say independent, you're too independent, you don't even care about.
Extreme apathy is also, it'd be like, oh, so you don't give a shit at all.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's jealousy, and I'm always the culprit. Where I'm consistently blamed, like, you made him do that or whatever. That feels like a very past relationship thing in my life that I find as a red flag.
Interesting.
Yeah,
the emotion, the feeling of jealousy is not necessarily the problem as much as it is like them. Yeah, it's the controlling thing. It's them being like, they're putting it on you. They're making you feel bad about it.
Yeah, and also like ultimatums. Like you can never. Oh,
that's control.
You can never. Yeah. So those are my big red flags.
Mm-hmm. Control is a lot of controlling behaviors. I mean, I think even at a young age, we all go, well, I don't want to be with someone controlling. But there's so many controlling behaviors that I feel
microaggression, like little ones.
Oh yeah.
Until
little
later.
Ones where they're like, I don't know about that friend. Maybe you shouldn't talk to them. And then a year later, you're like, oh shit, I'm not talking to that friend. I'm not talking to any of my friends.
Yeah.
It's little things.
Yeah. For me, a similar one, I think it comes down to controlling, is like, I remember when I was younger, I was very into like sarcasm and like, oh, I like girls with sarcasm and stuff. And they're like, you know, if they'd be like, oh, that's so dumb, or like what I was saying.
So random.
But then, yeah, that's so random. No, but then it kind of turned into, wait, oh, are they being sarcastic or are they being mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, this person's mean. Like they're being mean to me. And you, like, I was like, wait, why am I? But that's partially of like, oh, I didn't believe I was good enough.
Right.
So if they said that, I was like, hi, yeah. So that nowadays is absolutely like, I am not into any sort of like negative. Like,
I think that's also like disrespecting in public. Like when I think it's a big red flag when someone's like, ugh, my husband's such a fucking
idiot. I
hate
that.
Or like, so my wife sucks, ball and chain. I think disrespectful name calling is such a red flag.
Yeah.
I think that. I don't know if that ties in with like the mean aspect.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a factor.
I judge people when they are disrespectful towards their partners or friends.
Yeah, of course, be like, my partner, you know, farted again.
There's times where it's a joke where I'm like, okay, but you're not saying it with actual disrespect. You're fucking with each other.
Yeah.
There's almost a respect in, that's like similar to our funeral roasts.
Right.
Where I'm like, there is so much respect in us roasting each other there.
Yeah.
But there is then the like, actual disrespect when you see someone talking down about someone. I hate it. So that's for me. And yeah, controlling behaviors of any sort is immediately like, nope, done.
There's also like little red flags. Like if you like are at a party and you have your partner with you and they're like by your side the whole time.
Oh.
And they're like, hey, you know, I'd be like, get away. Or if like you'd never see them again. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's the extremes,
it's
at least for me.
Yeah. I sometimes feel like I can't breathe when my partner is attached to my hip. I'm literally like, I cannot breathe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But that, I always thought that was just me, like extreme, like I need my space. But I think that is
it's
a red flag.
It's pretty universal, yeah.
And then I don't know about the not seeing your partner at a party the whole time. I get that.
I mean, that's not as bad as being.
Depends on the party.
Right.
Depends on the party.
Right.
Balance.
Yeah.
What about like flirting and?
I personally would not want my partner to be flirting that much, I think.
Okay.
Well, actually,
okay.
I don't know.
No judgment.
Actually, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, if they're hot, I'm like, okay, go get it, girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I could be over and be like, mm-hmm, that's my boy.
That's me. See, and that to me is that's a healthy, like, that to me that's is a that healthy little, jealousy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like the green flags are just the opposite of this.
I agree.
Yeah.
The green flags. Got a green flag question, and I feel like this is
from
God Tickles Me.
Oh, good. honestly, it's like your morality code. Like what you, how you live your life and what you see as good and bad, those are the flags, right? I don't know. How do you want to be treated?
Green flags are just truly like kindness. Someone who's, I think, witnessing the world. There is a cool study. I forget the psychologist's name, but
Gottman's.
We talked about this.
My favorite.
The clear thing of
I'll tell you all about it.
We talked about this before.
Okay.
Of like, there's the clear sign of
turning towards
how a relationship will work, and it's bids, and it's that couples make bids where they like say a couple, like we're a couple, and I go, oh, look, the sky is so gorgeous today, and if you turn towards it and admire it as well, that's a bid. Like I'm making a bid here. I'm pointing out something in the world, and you're respecting that and you're acknowledging that with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they would notice this stuff, and they go, if more times out of 10 you're doing that, that's a sign of a very
successful. You're turning towards your partner,
yeah,
aka you're acknowledging them, which is a sign of respect.
Right.
But if you are, don't respond, or you turn away and you're like, yeah, okay, it's the fucking birds, great, who cares?
Right, well, there you go, that's right.
Those
there.
Are all things that they say are little things that add up.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Gottmans are the best.
Yeah.
Gottman? With a mustache?
Man.
Okay.
But they're, that's truly...
I love them.
I truly think, like, it's respect. It just comes down to respect.
Yeah.
It's respect.
All of it's respect.
It's all respect. And it's all... It's also, I will say, another thing that the Gottman I love is, like, I forget, stonewalling. It's also, like, if someone needs the space to be upset, give them the space. But also, if you are getting upset, if you are getting cornered like a cat, like you're getting stonewalled... You have the right to be like, I need to take a walk, and the other person has to give you that time and space to do that.
Hmm.
Very hard for me, because if my partner's upset, I want to get in there and fix it, and also make sure, like, well, did I do this? You have to give them the space and time to kind of come down and be upset, give them the respect that they deserve to be upset, to kind of go through it. Otherwise, if you stonewall someone so much, they're going to say something that they regret.
Yeah.
Or that you regret.
Yeah.
You know?
So we have more questions here, but we're running out of time. So we'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, you want to do this again sometime?
Hey, want to
do this? Let's do this again sometime.
I feel safe right now, Shane. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, great.
Okay.
What about now?
Ah, we should have met in a public place.
We'll pick this one as the last one. As people in your 30s, what dating tips would you give to someone else in their 30s that you wouldn't give to someone in their 20s?
GWN.
Yeah, that GWN. This is GWN news.
So wait, the question is, what would I tell a 30-year-old but not a 20-year-old?
Yeah, what dating advice for a 30-year-old as opposed to a 20-year-old? And I, my honest thought is, for a lot of it, I don't know. Now, here and Reddit stories, there's specific dating advice that I give, but this isn't necessarily 20s, but it's like younger 20s or teen years and stuff. And that's when you're dealing with a relationship where you're just like, oh my God, I'm so frustrated in this relationship, or I'm dealing with this bullshit in this relationship. I'm like, walk away. You're so young. You should still just like go out there and experience new things. Walk away from it. I do believe that. And that's, there could be different circumstances, you know, I understand that. I understand every relationship is unique. So I'm not saying that's like absolutely the case if you're listening to this. But my overall advice, if you're 21 and you're in a relationship where you're like, my partner's being a douchebag, or they actively disrespect me so bad, walk away, because you're probably going to be such different people in a few years.
Yeah.
You might as well just go.
I couldn't agree more. I think the biggest advice I could give is date as much as you can. Like, experience people, experience being alone. Because from what I've heard... from people, a lot of them have regrets of like they wish that they had more experience. They've been with the same person since they were 18 or 20, and they just wish they had more experience with other people. Mm-hmm. Like they just get to a place like, yeah, we've been together 12 years. They just feel like they wish they had more experience. And I just like naturally wanted to like date and have all these experiences. And I'm so glad that I did, because now that I'm with someone, I feel so satisfied. I mean, hey, maybe that'll change in 10, 30 years. I'd love to ask this question at like 50 or whatever. Yeah. But I would say have experiences. If you're with someone that is the worst, leave them, because yep. I think being alone is not as scary as you think it is. And you should be alone and experience all of it.
Right.
Tommy?
Oh, okay. So Tommy? I should go.
So get out.
So okay. Tommy, goodbye.
Okay. I don't know if I really have something so specific, but there's just this, I don't know. How can I put this? I'm not good at talkie. like, this is like a big statement. Not really. But like, you already know the answer to the questions you're asking yourself.
Ooh.
Oh, mic drop.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, I don't know. It's like, you know. You know.
Exactly.
Stop trying to work around it. You know.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
I think there was times in my 20s when because I was a very nervous, fearful person. I've gotten better about it over the years. But there were the times that I actually felt better was when I was like, when I'm afraid, that's when I need to take that step forward. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I will be afraid. And I will probably get more afraid the more further I step. But I got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And even if it fails, you end up feeling so good because you're like, whoa, I beat that fear. That.
Yeah. Yeah.
That fear was there and it was trying to stop me and I didn't let it stop me. Mm-hmm. That's what ends up so many times in my life where I felt awful is because I'm like, I let that fear win.
Yeah.
Not because of what anyone said to me or because what have happened on that mm-hmm. date. It's because I'm like, wow, I lost the battle inside my head.
Yep.
And you're, like I said at the beginning of this, you're trying to win that battle in your head before you go out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That battle's going on in your head and just go out there.
Yep.
Yep.
I also will say real quick, don't let a partner hold you back from life experiences or jobs or careers or travel. Even something simple as like you had this like date plan when you're 20s and you have this like amazing experience to go somewhere in the world or whatever. I don't know if or like you have this scholarship or you're in college and you're dating them and you have this really cool thing to go abroad, but you don't want to leave your boyfriend.
Go abroad, baby.
Go.
Yeah.
Go. Like if it was meant to be, it'll be. Do you know what I mean? But go. It's just those are so much more important and harder to maneuver when you get older.
Yeah.
Because you have
less opportunities to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about this forever, but
we could.
We are running out of time. We're going to do a little smart mouth end segment here. But Amanda, you've got some facts for us that we're going to try to answer.
Yeah, I got some facts. Here's my smart mouth. There are over 5,000 dating sites and apps worldwide.
What?
That's over far too many.
5,000.
And I have no success on any of them.
Many of the sites aren't nearly as popular, but the most popular ones are Match.com, eHarmony, Tinder, and Bumble.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Match.com still popping?
Guess it's still there.
Still popping.
eHarmony is still there.
Weird.
Okay, yeah. This is I will have to give credit to Kiana. She helped me with this one. These are the most successful, hellos, like the most successful first word in a message. Like something that you say to start off your message in an online dating app.
Oh, okay. Do we want to try to throw some out there before we? Before
yeah, because I have
you have the answers?
And I have percentages what of about, how successful they are.
What about, and these are specific, like specific words, not like a generalized.
Correct.
Like, okay.
It's like when you first start a message.
I'm going to go with, well, hello there.
Yeah. 0%.
I'm going to say, hey, how's your day going?
Okay. So, hey is actually lower than 30%. Is that?
Does but I'm
that,
on the board.
Does that work out for messages? You're less likely to respond or click on it.
Okay.
Any other ones?
No. Just starting off with no.
Okay, that's not on here.
What about ketchup or mustard?
Ooh.
Not on here.
Damn. That'd get me.
Netflix and chill?
Not on here.
Damn it.
Would you start off saying Netflix and chill?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want to know what the lowest one is?
Yeah.
Sup.
At lower than 24%?
Great.
High.
Well, yeah.
Wow, so hey is better than high.
Hey is better than high, and hello is better than high.
Uh-huh. But is hey better than hello?
Hey is better than hello.
That is.
Well, okay, so high is the worst. High is at 23%.
Okay.
Hello is at 27%.
Okay.
And hey is at 30%.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the top ones?
Of the top ones.
Okay, which one do you think is, out of these three, which one do you think is top?
I love a game.
Yo, howdy, hola.
Okay, howdy wins.
Howdy's got to win.
Howdy wins. Ola's underneath. And then that other one you said.
Yo.
Correct.
Yep.
No. Nice. Howdy. No. So howdy does win.
Okay.
Yo is the lowest and Ola is the middle.
That's what I said.
Correct. That's what I thought. I said yes and then I said no.
No, it's what you said.
So yo is 33%. Ola is 34%. Howdy is 44%.
Whoa.
Absolutely it is.
But there's two that are higher than all of those.
What?
A reveal. What is it?
What's up?
Or
no, is way. At 45%.
What's up?
And there's one that's the highest.
Can you give us the first letter of it?
H.
What about howdy doody?
0%.
Okay.
I have no idea.
It's kind of a question, but it's also doesn't need to be a question.
How?
Sure, but it's there's three words.
How are you?
No, kind of.
How's it going?
Yes.
How's it going?
That's
number one?
How's it going is number one, 54%.
Wow, so it has an actual above 50%.
Yeah, because howdy isn't a question, unless you make it one. Howdy?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, the sweet spot for an online dating message is between 40 and 90 characters.
Wow, we got two of them right here.
Pretty cool, huh?
Okay. I don't know what's happening to me. I'm making really bad dad jokes lately. I don't know what's happening to me. Something's changing within me.
Oh my God.
That is so gross.
I'm sorry.
So 40 to 90 characters is basically enough to say, how's it going or howdy. So if you are stuck, tormented, just say howdy or how's it going.
Howdy.
Howdy there.
Tommy, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much.
I hope we offered some wisdom for you listeners. We will definitely do this again.
Yeah, we will definitely do an online forum where you guys ask us questions, and we will hopefully get to all your questions because they were so good.
They were great. Yeah, and there was a lot that we didn't get to because we only have so much time.
And there were 600 of them. Yeah,
there was a lot. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next Monday.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Happy Valentine's
Have
Day.
Have a good week.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
Birthday.
Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people. And have a boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.